Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Queer Tribe. My name is Donnie Lobry.
And I'm Kirk Prime.
And we are so pleased to be your hosts and to continue this series of calls with extremely interesting gay thought leaders. And tonight, we have a very special guest. We have our good friend, and his name is Drake Bear Steven. Are you there, Drake?
Are you there, Drake? Try star 6 again.
Yeah. Are you there, Drake?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, now we
okay.
can.
Okay, I had to do it a couple times.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here, and thank you for inviting me to this really interesting and exciting series of conversations with the queer tribe.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Very pleased that you're here, Drake, and I just wanted to give you a little introduction. Drake Bear Steven is a certified hypnotherapist and somatic healer. He's a shamanic energy medicine practitioner and a teaching Reiki master. He recently retired from a 37-year career in telecommunications, and he now has a full-time practice as a healer and teacher. He lives as a true two-spirit, being a bisexual who has lived in both genders, the first half of his life as a female and the second half of his life as a male. That is very fascinating, Drake. We never cease to be amazed. Could you give us I think that probably may have flown over some people's heads. Could you give us a brief overview of your career as a man and a woman and gay and straight and, I don't know, all kinds of combinations you lived? Maybe you could just review quickly.
Tell us a little of your story.
Yeah, I guess it is pretty exciting, and I think I've compacted about four lifetimes into one incarnation. But I was born a female in the 50s and grew up in a typical all-American household as a tomboy, though, and had three younger brothers, so I kind of just fit in with them. Mm-hmm. And then when I was in high school, I experimented around, trying to follow the path that was given to me. I fooled around with a couple guys in high school and stuff, but then as I approached 18, I found myself becoming very sexually attracted to women, and so I identified as a lesbian until my late 20s. And then my 20s, I found out about transsexual people, which in those days was still a pretty rare thing. And then I knew right away that that really was me, because I hadn't totally ever fit in with the lesbian community. And so I identified as male, and when I was 33, I transitioned and thought I was going to be straight. But to my surprise, the more the transition that I went through and the more hormone therapy I had, the more attracted I became to men. So that began my career as a male and as a gay male. I identified with that until I was in my mid-50s. And then found out that I truly was attracted to women that I was emotionally involved with. And so finally decided I must be bi-gendered and bisexual. So I just decided to be everything and just let it be as it is. So it's pretty exciting.
Yeah. You get to eat off the plate anything that you want.
Yeah, as Woody Allen says, it's an open buffet.
I love that. I think there are probably a lot of people who will be listening to this call who would go, wow, I really envy that. Yeah.
Well, anybody can do this with hormones and surgery.
Yeah. Well, we here, especially in this culture, we tend to want to say that we are this or we are that, and this is what we are, and there's really no room for fluidity. But Drake, you're an example of fluidity in sexuality, something that I think we all possess, and you've given yourself permission in a really big way to be fluid in your sexuality throughout your life.
Yeah, and fluid in almost different time periods, and some of the young ones coming behind me are really on the cutting edge of they live a truly fluid life, being not declaring a gender or a sexual orientation. Any certain day, maybe identifying as male, and the next day as female, or never identifying as any. So, in fact, I don't even feel that fluid compared to some of the next generation people coming in.
Well, this is exciting, and it, you know, you weave so well on kind of on the shoulders of many who have spoken to us already on these queer tribe calls. But we'd love to kind of flow in the same pattern a little bit, and I know you've been brewing about the idea of us as a queer tribe, and you have some juicy stuff to offer us that's probably from a different angle than some of the others have spoken. But can you tell us a little bit about your spiritual journey? I mean, you know, I see your whole transition process as a spiritual journey, but tell us what you want to about your journey, your awakening.
Well, when I was 50, it was like I walked through a spiritual portal. I truly started focusing on a spiritual life. I found out about the concept of two spirits, which, just like the term shaman, which comes from Siberia, is now used kind of generically across almost all cultures to represent medicine people. Two-spirit started out as a term for Native Americans that are LGBTI and are medicine people. Over 165 tribes in North America have two-spirit people and have always honored them as very important medicine people in the tribes. And when I found out about this concept, it kind of led me into shamanism and associated spirituality. Because right away I just identified with it and knew that's who I am. I may not know enough about it, but that's who I am. And so I pursued that very vigorously. And studying the metaphysics and the shamanism and everything that goes with that, I see a movement. I think there are a lot more transgendered and people in different sexual orientations than the standard ones we were presented in the 50s. I think there are a lot more people on the planet, and I really think it's their place to help raise the consciousness of the planet and to be light workers and healers. And I think that's a huge, you know, not only a responsibility, but an honor for the queer tribe. John Lame Deer, who was a medicine man in the Lakota tradition, gave me my favorite quote, which is, he told me that if nature puts a burden on a man by making him different, it also gives him a power. And I think that really sums up what the position of queer people are in the tribe. And that, yes, it's a hard path. It's not an easy path, but it definitely has a power to it.
Well, I love part of what I just heard in what you said, though, is that you've been permission by somebody naming who you are. I mean, you knew what you felt and what your experience was, but to have a two-spirit name or a pathway of others who have kind of taken similar journeys had to be just remarkable.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, I think part of it is tapping in to past life experience. I think, you know, those of us that are on a medicine path have had many lives previously that involve being medicine workers and light workers. And so I think that, you know, just reading and resonating with these concepts was really easy to me. It was like, oh, coming home. It was that feeling of, oh, I'm home now. This is where I belong.
Well, say some more. You just kind of opened up a whole different dimension than anybody else has talked about so far, as far as kind of past life And I know you have some ideas about that and even some of the work that you're doing right now in hypnotherapy and energy medicine as well as your shamanism kind of all weave together around that. But can you give us a glimpse of us as the queer tribe as you understand us coming into the world and past life stuff? Is that something you can speak to?
Oh, absolutely. Past life and reincarnation has become a passion of mine. Again, it was coming from my own search, my own quest. I had a past life regression that was so powerful that it changed my life. After that, I decided, oh, you know, this is really something that I would like to do and to turn others on to. And so that's why I went back to school and got my certification as a hypnotherapist so that I could be a guide for people who want that journey. I think that, you know, the past life has a huge effect on this life. And I'm particularly interested in, you know, why people choose to come into this life as either gay or trans or even intersex. And so I'm actually writing a book on it and doing a lot of research. And I'm finding a lot of varying reasons why people might come in or choose that life that way, which I could go over in a minute. But I would like to also say, before I forget, I would like to extend an offer to anyone who's listening in the audience, that if you do identify as trans, bi, or gay, I'm offering a free past life regression session for you, so you can contact me, and Kirk will give you the information later. But if your regression is associated with, you know, why did you come into this lifetime as you did, I'm offering that free session. Some of the reasons why we choose these lives that we have as queer people are, one is out of desire. In other words, we've had past lives, either as one gender or another, and we like them, and so we chose this to come in this way. Another reason might be for growth or for lessons. So we set up specific things in this lifetime that we want to learn from. And then, of course, when we come through the birth canal, we get instant amnesia, so we can't remember why we came, but the lesson is still there.
I wanted to ask you, I think it might be useful for our listeners. You mentioned that when you did your past life regression, it profoundly changed your life. I'm not asking you any details that you don't want to share, but could you share with us the ways, perhaps, that it changed your life and why doing this work is so important, how it changed your life?
Well, actually, one of the purposes that I requested a regression was to find out why I came into this lifetime as a trans person.
Uh-huh.
I had a lot of theories, and I really wanted to know more. Well, if you go into a regression by a good hypnotherapist, you can go into the theta state, which is an interactive trance that can take you into the life between lives. And that is the place where we live when we are not incarnated.
Uh-huh.
In that place, you visit specific areas like the Akashic Records. You can ask all kinds of questions about, you know, why am I here? You know, what was my last past life? How does it affect this? But there's also the life selection room where you go and you preview a lot of the scenes that are going to happen in your life, and you negotiate, you know, the lessons, and you set up all the contracts that you want to happen in the life. And from visiting these different places on the ethereal plane, you can get a really broad understanding of, you know, why you're here, what your life purpose is, what your overall soul purpose is. And out of that, I just became so focused because I knew I was on my path. I knew what I was supposed to be doing. And I could cast away all the things that weren't really relevant to my path. So I've just become much more focused, you know, since that experience. You know, it's just very powerful to know who you are. That in itself, knowing who you are, and feeling resonance with that is so self-empowering.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it sounds like knowing part of those answers really has become like a compass for you. You know, not only have you been named who you are, but now you have an understanding of why you came in.
Yeah, absolutely. And,
wow.
You know, when you then perceive the world, you don't just see it on this physical three-dimensional plane. You realize a part of your soul is still up on the fifth dimension, you know, and some of your energy is there, and it broadens your perception to realize, one, that you're at one with the world.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is connected. Everything happens for a reason. Those reasons were for my higher soul's purpose. And so, you know, things begin to make sense. Things are much more understandable to me when you have these types of spiritual experiences.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I can only imagine. I know Donnie was probably trying to edge into just giving some concrete story, but I can imagine knowing some of this just really for your day-to-day life is kind of like, you know, am I on my purpose? You know, and lots of us kind of ask that question, but you have kind of a unique spin and understanding from the regression as well as being named who you are. So that's,
yeah, absolutely.
This is a whole different piece that I've heard other people talk about, so I really want to kind of reemphasize it, yeah.
There are different ways to do it, you know. Past life regression isn't the only way. I mean, you can be a very deep meditator. You can be a shamanic journeyer. You can have a near-death experience. I think past life regression is a much more gentle way and a lot less scary than nearly dying to understand life on its broadest base.
Wow, juicy stuff. So you're offering a free reading to folks? Is that what I'm
Yes,
hearing?
I am. Actually, you know, it's part of the research for the book that I'm writing. The book I'm writing is like the metaphysical aspects of being gay or trans. So I'm really interested in the connection to pre-life selection and past life and how they affect this life for that population. So anybody that has a session with me, I may use material from it, but they would be completely confidential and private, and, you know, their names would never, ever be divulged.
Okay. And let me ask you, I know not everyone, of course, lives in the San Francisco area. Are you able to do this over the phone or Skype? Is that what I understand?
Yes, absolutely. It can be done by Skype or phone. I've had sessions already that have been very successful.
Oh, good, good. Well, that makes it very, very easy.
Excellent. Well, we want to make sure by the end of the call that you give your contact information so everybody stay on board so you can get that information and get this opportunity that it sounds pretty magical to me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I want to do it.
yeah, absolutely. So before we wind up, and I mean, you know, we've been talking about the queer tribe, and now you're kind of bringing in this whole spin of, you know, why did we all choose to come here? And there might have been different reasons for different people to come into the bodies and the orientations that they're experiencing through gender and sexuality. What do you think some of the gifts are of us as a queer tribe? If you could kind of pull that together, what do you imagine some gifts are that might be, you know, not completely ours, but unique to us, as in every tribe kind of has some unique gifts?
Well, I think being in service is a huge gift. You know, many religious faiths believe that is the way to create great karma, to be happy, is to be in service. But But it's much deeper than that, because being in service really means that you're a part of raising the consciousness of the planet. And I think in order to be at that level, to be in service, to be able to be a light worker and a medicine person, which the queer tribe is, is that these are older souls. These are souls that have already passed through a lot of the basic lessons. And the vibration of the soul is getting higher and higher. And as it is, it resonates with being in service, for doing good for the planet. And I think that it's a two-way thing. It's being in right relationship. If you're in service to humanity, humanity is going to pay that back to you by raising your vibration. So the higher you vibrate, the higher the consciousness of the planet can be brought up.
Wow, DC. Mm-hmm. So service is what I hear. I mean, many, you know, we've had about, six or eight men who have shared their stories and their view of the queer tribe and some of the gifts or the roles that they see that we play, and I hear you kind of coming back to what your understanding, even as true spirit, is that it has played in the tribe as the wisdom keepers and the bridge builders, the seers, but the people who were clearly of service. So service is the key word for you.
Yeah, service, and, you know, service is a pretty broad term. I think a huge part of service is being a teacher. Mm-hmm. And that's one reason that I'm completely out as a trans person, is to educate those that have never met trans people who don't know what it's about, and that I can sit and talk with them and they can see who I am and release their fear on the unknown. So teaching in itself is a huge part of being in service.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So for those who are listening to Drake, know that Donnie and Drake and I and Jim Barinholtz, who was on one of our first calls, we'll all be facilitating a retreat, which I think it's kind of like a taster of the queer tribe, you know, come to the smorgasbord taster of the queer tribe. You know, having you there, Drake, as the true spirit man, not only, I know, grounds us kind of between the worlds, but really models, just by your presence, what that education is. And I know so many men have been healed just because you come hang out with us. So part of that service in my mind is just the service of being willing to teach by the way you're living your life.
And truly, that's the reciprocity that I speak about, because as they heal, I've healed because I've stood naked in front of my brothers and they've accepted me. And that's profoundly healing for me. So it's always the case of reciprocity.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, being witnessed by the other heals us, doesn't it? I mean, I think about just simple things like Donnie and I hang out at MCC, and when in that queer church, mothers, straight mothers and fathers of people who go to the church come, I know there's a sense of, some healing just took place for them, but for the people in the church of somebody being there to acknowledge them as well. So that's kind of what I'm hearing, is this kind of this witnessing back and forth. Oh, I recognize you, and I didn't even realize I didn't, you know. Yeah, yeah, I love that. Well, we only have just a few more few more minutes, so I want to make sure you share your contact information so that people can get this reading from you. So why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay. So my email is Drake Bear Stephen. It's Stephen with a PH. At pacbell.net, which is pacbell.net. My web page is www.drakeenterprises, it's INNERPRIZES.com. And my cell number, if all that stuff is too long for you, is 925-348-3336.
Okay, we should repeat it though. So we have Drake Bear Stevens at pacbell.net.
Yeah, there's no S on the end of Stephen.
Oh, Drake Bear Stephen without an S at pacbell.net. And then you had your website because people want to see what you're up to. Enterprises. I love that.
Drake Enterprises.
Drake, I'm sorry. Drake Enterprises at .com.
Correct.
And then say your phone number, please, one more time.
925-348-3336.
Excellent. Okay.
Great. Well, I want to plug just because the next time we will see you, Drake, will be, well, soon, actually, we'll see you at Reiki tomorrow, but we'll see you on our retreat. And so anybody who's listening to this call is kind of at the last minute, like, wow, what's this retreat where we're talking about the sacred body and getting into ecstatic space through ritual and having Drake lead us into some kind of trance journeying and so forth. If you're interested in that, I just want to give out that website tonight just as an opportunity. We haven't done that every call, but it's simply gayspiritualretreats.com. So if anybody's interested in that and hears this call and goes, wow, I want more of Drake, I want more of this experience, that also is an invitation to you. So as we kind of come to our closing, Drake, we've asked people before, it's kind of like if these were the last words you spoke on the planet. what would you want people to know? What is it that you know that you want them to know?
I would say take joy and pride in choosing the life that you chose, mm-hmm. that you are right where you're supposed to be exactly at this moment in time, doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing, and to empower yourself to believe in that really releases a lot of blocks.
Wow.
You can manifest all the things you're dreaming of.
Great.
Okay, that was kind of a mouthful.
Great words, you know. I mean, your authenticity and your congruence with yourself, and that I know you know, kind of like the shamans talk about the soul retrieval. You know, you know how to bring all those parts together and just be who you are, and that's your challenge to everybody. I love that. I really love that. Thank you. So, Sonny, you want to close this up with anything?
Well, it's just a great joy to have you here, Drake, with us, and to hear some of what you're about, and I'm sure people are very interested in finding out more, and so I'm sure they'll be going to your website, and I think we're ready to close,
so we are extending these calls through June, so there will be more that you will hear about upcoming shortly, so thank you all for participating in the Queer Tribe calls, and many blessings to you all.
Yes, many blessings.
Thank you.